Yo, welcome back to the boat, season two, episode three. We got basketball in full swing. We got football in full swing. We got Monday Night Football, the Eagles and the Packers going on tonight. We had an off the boat with some heavy Bears topics this week. I thought y'all were going to push me to do the Bears again because
no, we doing the Bears. Don't get it twisted. Every time they win, every week we're gonna do the Bears. Every time they win, we got something to talk about. So don't worry, we're gonna talk about them.
That's how you know the rundown means nothing to Darius, because we definitely
don't mean nothing to me.
He said rundown what?
Right. That was a suggestion. Those are suggestion rundown. Topics.
Rundown for what? Well, I'm your host, Michael Smith, Austin, Texas. What it do?
Hey, yo, this is Marcus from Alive and Well in Dallas.
Hey, man, bear down. I'm Darius, man, in Naptown. You know what I'm saying? Just paying Indiana taxes, but Chi-Town City in my heart.
Feel that.
That's real, though. I swear I would move back to Chicago in a heartbeat if I had the bread. I'm broke, though.
You wasn't talking like that when the Bears are losing. I didn't hear you say that one time.
I've always wanted to move back to the Chi. But then the longer you live here, you start having kids, and you're like, I guess I'm not moving.
I want to bring the kids back to the ghetto.
Hey,
you talking to Rafael De La Ghetto himself.
Hey, baby.
He said, yeah, I'll risk it.
Hey, that'd be all right.
Man, that's a good episode of Fresh Prince. Rafael De La Ghetto. Well, we're gonna kick it off with our signature segment, Call Me Crazy. But Darius, you are first up. What you got?
Come on now, call me crazy, man. Giannis and the Bucks, man. They trying to get that ring number two. Yeah, Giannis has letting people know he tired of playing with him, man. They done put smut on his name. He done got the whole family hired on the Bucks staff. Man, he better bring another ring back to Milwaukee. Then he's going to transfer it over to Greece and maybe make a little pit stop in Nigeria. He's about to take over the league again.
Bro, I low-key like this team. That dude, Ryan Rollins, I picked him up on my fantasy.
Yeah.
He's getting me some buckets, man. I mean, tonight he's not doing – I mean, it's early. But he's averaging like 20 and 6 and 7. And I don't know how true this is. So let's say allegedly, because I'm not trying to get sued, but he used to be on the Wizards. You know what I heard in the grapevine? Like I said, allegedly. You know why?
I don't know if I want to know.
Why they end up cutting him?
Why?
So he was one of their young players,
Ime.
And apparently he kept getting caught shoplifted in Washington. Allegedly.
Hey, come on, bro.
Ryan, I'm not trying to put no smut on your name, but I'd be in the Reddit.
Buddy said
to
that
have
second.
An NBA contract and need a steal. To have an NBA contract and feel the need to steal—that's a kleptomaniac right there.
Hey,
you
nah,
just
man.
you got a you got a you got you got you got an addiction to the thrill.
Nah, man. He said that second contract ain't hit, baby. He said it's tough out here.
Shoot, he was on that Jello ball, man. You could be rich and still want to steal.
Hey,
now I'm not saying
he on
it's
that
true.
50
I just
Cent.
said, whew.
He on that 50 Cent how to rob. He said. Bottom line, I'm a crook with a deal. If my money slow up, I'm a rob and steal.
Technically, is not alleged because he was actually charged in January last year.
Who?
Rollins.
Oh,
Seven counts of petty larceny.
Oh no!
After being caught shoplifting
Ryan,
household
I didn't
items
even put your business out
from
there.
a local Target.
I'm not like DA.
Hey, from a local Target on seven occasions. That means he kept going back. He kept hitting
Hey,
the same.
Hey. They need to call that man Ryan Hot Take Rollins, and that's because he got hot hands.
Bruh.
Yeah, can you imagine this dude Ryan Rollins and then the other dude AJ Green who's on the Bucks? You guys know who AJ Green is?
Yeah, the white dude, number 20 shooter.
Take a guess what state he's from.
What, Utah?
I'm gonna guess he went to Marquette, didn't he? So I'm gonna guess he's from Wisconsin.
Very
oh, he's from he went to northern went to northern Iowa. So
very
that
good
makes
guesses. He's from Iowa.
I said Utah.
Very good guesses. He's very at home in Milwaukee, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, brother. He like
he said instead of corn, we got wheat.
Hey,
They
he
look the
said,
same.
from one white town to another, it's always home. It's fine.
Bro, this dude is a walking stereotype. This man has shot 69 shots. How many of those shots do you guys think are threes?
At least 68.
62. 62.
69.
Six, 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 seven, six, seven.
No, it's not no stupid 6'7". 64 of the shots out of 69. This man don't know how to touch a
Sheesh.
layup. 64 of his 69 shots are threes.
Giannis said, "You go stand over there, and when you
Hey,
get the ball, you shoot
shoot.
it. Don't dribble
Right.
it.
Oh,
Shoot
my
it,
bad.
shoot it."
Six today he shot one layup. He's 3 for 6 on threes, but he shot one layup and he missed.
Giannis scared that man out the paint.
See? Hey, look, they let him know, big dog, you know why you here.
You got one job.
You got one job. Don't you bring your butt inside that 3-point line.
Don't let
And
the
what was buddy name? Speaking of which, I feel like some of these NBA players be getting caught doing some stupid stuff. What was buddy name that was on Spurs that got kicked off? He was a young bull.
Oh, the one
He
that got
got
in
kicked.
trouble?
Yeah, he got trouble for pretty much flashing himself. I'm like,
Primo, something Primo.
Primo, Josh Primo.
Oh,
Josh Primo. Oh, Lord.
yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot about that. That
I'm like,
was some wild stuff.
you freaky
That was some
frog,
wild
brother. You
stuff.
gotta relax.
Bro, couldn't even make it to the second contract before he started wilding out.
Like, you gotta relax. The thing is, he in LA now, so he bounced back. He bounced back. They cleared him. They cleared him.
He's in LA? For who?
Yeah.
Which LA? Clippers or
Oh
Lakers?
no. I thought he was with LA. Oh, he was with LA.
He on the South Bay Lakers.
He a free agent now. Well,
Don't
I
do
look
that
well.
to him.
Yeah, it looked like he was with the Clippers, and then he was on a G League team.
Yeah, man. Bro, if you get cut by the
Well,
Spurs, you know you did something wrong because they believe they picked the right character type players.
bro, they pretty much give you a long rope, so you gotta be doing something completely
Really
like
wilding out.
left field, bro. Can they give you, they kind of give
I'm
you
gonna
a
bring it.
Ortega self.
What were we talking
I'm gonna
about
bring it
before?
back. I'm gonna bring it back to the Bucks. I think it's not a crazy take, honestly. I mean, I think the East is
No, it's not
pretty
crazy.
outside of the honestly, the Pistons have proven themselves to be a contender. The Knicks have proven themselves that they're gonna be a contender and the Bucks. And Cleveland, I think, will be there by the end of the year. So I don't think it's a crazy take, but I think Giannis is by far the best player in the East. I think Cade is sneaking up, but if you got the best player in the East by a far stretch, it's not crazy to say that they could be.
Yeah, I know
I don't think
it's
they'll win the
it.
championship, but they could win the East.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like I said, I know we say the East is depleted, man. And the
Yeah.
East, it's just depleted. But I think the other teams you mentioned, I don't think they have taken those steps to where I see them challenging the Bucks in a 7-game series. Well, I say that the way Giannis is playing. But I think the only thing that would make me a little, I would say the only thing that make me a little hesitant with the Bucks is the guard play.
Yeah, I mean these dudes are unproven. You don't know what AJ Green is going to do. You don't know what
Yeah,
Ryan Rollins is going to
Rollins
do
gonna
in
do.
the playoffs. Like I trust Miles Turner for the most. Giannis
Cole
obviously can
Anthony,
carry.
I would trust him.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's a straight up scorer. He's a spark off the
He's a
bench.
spark,
Yeah,
yeah.
I like this take because I think Giannis versus the East, I feel good about at least this year. I
Yeah.
just I'm kind of more on the side. I don't have faith in any East team to really win the championship. I know this is a crazy thing to say, but even if you make it to the finals,
Yeah.
like are you a contender if you know it's like back when the Lakers, Shaq Kobe Lakers, like for a while
Yeah.
they just were the champions. Like it didn't matter
Yeah.
who they faced in the freaking finals, they were gonna run through and kill them. And I kind of feel that
Yeah,
way at
that.
least this year about East versus West. It's like, all right, yeah,
Yeah.
you're a contender technically because you might,
Yeah.
someone's got to be in the final. Some team has to. But do they
That's
get
why I keep qualifying it with, I think you can win the Eastern Conference Championship. I don't think anybody out of the East, no matter who it is beating anybody out of the West. It could be the Thunder, it could be the Nuggets. I don't think anybody out of the East is beating those teams.
Let's be honest. It's gonna be the Thunder versus whoever else makes it. That's kind of how it's gonna shake out. Like, it's gonna be the Thunder and whoever else is lucky to get there.
That's a little bit more hot take. I mean, I'm sold on the Thunder. I just think the West is going to be a straight up dog fight.
Yeah, but it's
Yeah.
gonna be a dogfight, but nobody looks First of
I mean,
all,
the
we can.
Nuggets took them to 7 games in the second round and they got better. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they beat them.
Hey, them boys, at first we were talking about like they haven't figured it out. Then they figured it out. And now they're like, oh, not only have we figured it out, we won. Oh yeah. We're about to run the clock on everybody. So I don't know, man. I think they have a really high chance to keep the ball rolling. But that's not my hot take, but I just think with on the east side, like I think the way Giannis is playing, I feel like it's gonna be a situation where he's just gonna will this team to a lot of victories. I feel like he's gonna put them in a position where we just like, yo, like they shouldn't be here. But because they got Giannis, it's like, yeah, that makes sense. That tracks. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like it's gonna be that type of season for Giannis where he's just gonna will them to a lot of wins.
I mean, they're 6-4 right now. I mean, they got a long way to go. I know it's
Got a
early
long
on in the
way.
season, but if
72 games, man.
they crack 50 wins, then Giannis needs to be like top three in MVP discussions. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean they it's a long season, man. They got 72 games to go. So I mean anything could change. They right now, I mean they're looking good. They're looking decent. So but I mean, heck, we all know once you get to the middle of the season, that lull start. You start once you get about game 35, 36, you start losing games that you probably shouldn't lose. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, and the only thing, I won't say the only thing, but one of the things that scares me about the Bucks is they've pretty much given away all their assets. They're not going to be a
yeah.
team that can improve in the middle of the year.
True.
All their assets are gone. So a team like the Knicks could still probably figure out a way to improve with one of their guys that's not named Jalen Brunson. The Pistons could still find a way to improve. Honestly, the Magic, the Hawks, the Celtics, I think are going to be content with just kind of riding it out this year. But I mean, even the Cavaliers, I feel like have some assets. So that's the only knock on them is they are who they are right now. And it's really just a matter of how much they can get out of the guys they have on the roster. So,
I'm
but
with it,
moving
man.
on to call me crazy for myself. Call me crazy, but I think the Mavericks will be the first team to be sellers prior to the trade deadline. And I say that because if you listen to the Hoop Collective like we do, you heard Tim McMahon say that it's not if, but when Nico Harrison is going to be gone. And I
Oh,
think
yeah.
if that happens, whoever is taking over the franchise is pretty much going to wave the white flag and say that this isn't the way we need to go. We're trading Anthony Davis. We're trading maybe even Daniel Gafford. We're trading PJ Washington. Like we're trading anything we can to get for like picks and assets. And a couple of those guys I could see hanging around because, I mean, PJ Washington's still young enough and you just locked him into a deal. But I think ultimately you're hitting reset. I mean, they've already talked about Klay like he's basically gone and he's just still playing for the Mavericks, but he's all but gone. So I think they're going to be a team that becomes one of the first sellers in this year's trade deadline.
So, dude, my thing with the Mavs is, yeah, I mean, Nico looked like the dumbest general manager in the history of basketball, trading away Luka, who was not even in his prime yet. But I mean, like, fam, he had to clear that with somebody. He cleared that with the owner, and the owner thought it was a good idea. So, I think the league need to go ahead, like you said, sell, look at him and say, yeah, buddy, it's time for you to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Get on up out of here. You don't know what you're doing. Clearly, this is just not a good look for the game. You know what I mean? So I think not only should Nico get up out of there, but the owner, yeah, you get up out of there too. You
He's
take your
not leaving. He just took over the team. He's not giving up nothing. That's like saying like Trump is just gonna drop out of office because we sick of him. That ain't happening. They choose.
Hey,
There ain't
it's
nothing we can
some people
do.
might be like. Some people might say, "Who's we? We ain't sick of him."
Hey.
I think one thing all people in Dallas can probably agree on is we are sick of this organization and we are sick of the shenanigans. I will say though, to your point, Darius, at the time Dumont was not as involved, and I think he just trusted Nico. And then the trade actually happened, and he was like, "Wait, people are actually mad about this?" And then I
Yeah.
think he's kind of put his, which is dumb in and of itself. But I think since then he started to realize like how bad of a look that this is, and he's starting to kind of get more involved
Hey,
with
hey, 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 Dumont can nibble on D's nuts, and I'm not even a freaking math fan. The fact that you buy a team and you don't understand the product that you got is
Oh,
like
I'm
either
not at all arguing.
is like, bro, you're dumb. Like, why are you
I'm
in
not
the
at all saying he's in the
space?
right.
Yeah. Why are
Yeah, I'm
you
not at
in?
all arguing he's
Why
right.
are you in the space if you don't understand the personnel that you got and what this personnel means to your city? The fact
Yeah,
that you
yeah.
have people who weren't Mavs fans looking at this like, what? Like, that's the dumbest move ever. You have other people who are other fans, like, you are out of your freaking mind. And so the fact that he's like, oh, I don't know how important is like, well, you need to nibble on some nuts then, because you're a freaking idiot. You shouldn't even be in the, you shouldn't be an owner if you don't know what you're doing. Matter of fact, and it goes even further back to Mark Cuban. The fact that he's still married with a happy family, brother, you should
Come
divorce your
on,
wife,
man,
because
not
you said you would
Cuban,
divorce your wife if you ever had to trade Luka.
bruh.
Why are you still married? Why is
Didn't
you like, why is your life happy?
The man said he didn't know. I
Hey,
believe that he's. I
hey,
don't think
hey.
anybody could have known
Oh,
it.
I think he
Hey.
want Mark Cuban, and
Yeah.
this is talking about even like Jay Kidd. I think Mark Cuban knew even like I believe him more when he says he doesn't know, didn't know even more than I believe Jason Kidd didn't know,
I don't think kid knew
because
either, bro.
yeah. I don't think he knew
Hey.
either, and I think the more stuff that comes out, and honestly, I think if Nico gets let go, we're probably going to get an expose of all these people
Oh.
within the organization being like, "Oh,
What?
like he's th th they're going to throw him under the bus and then roll it back and forth."
We won't fully know until the 30 for 30 ESPN comes out in about 20 years from now. But we gonna know at some point if we live long enough for sure. But
Bro.
question, all right. I think we can agree eventually they're gonna hit the reset button. And let's say like
Yeah, you
AD's
have
health.
to.
Yeah, let's say AD's healthy and within this year or something like that. Who says no to these trade offers? If the Mavs offer the Spurs AD for Dylan Harper and some draft capital and some filler, who says no?
The Spurs, there ain't no way.
You don't want to pair AD and Wimby for the.
Honestly, so hear me out, hear me out. That actually wouldn't be a bad trade because you got like three or four guards over there. So it's like,
Fox,
bro, Fo you have Fox, Stephon
Castle.
Castle, Harper, and the let's be honest, Fox came back and he ain't missed a beat. Stephon Castle has taken the next leap and pretty much like ain't nobody taking my job.
It's
So
tempting.
it's be a very tempting offer. You have your point guard in Mavs, you'll go ahead and tell D'Lo move around. Cause we know he ain't the point guard man.
Yeah.
Then when Kai gets back, Kai can go back to being Kai, and he ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying? He do what he do best. I just think that with AD is a Hall of Famer, but we just know, I don't think anybody ever questioned AD's talent. It was a durability. You
Yeah.
know you're not, you know in this 82 game season, you're happy if you got him for half.
Yeah.
And
That's
that's
why
not even counting the
you
playoffs.
can't be relied on
You
to
can't.
carry the team. Like when
He
he was
cannot.
LeBron, that worked out because
He
he was
was a
second
second
fiddle.
guy. He was a
And that
second
means he could
fiddle.
sit out sometimes. He doesn't have to rush back from injury and all that. So Mike, you think it would be a no from the Spurs?
I think so. I think honestly, I think Dylan Harper has the potential to be the best guard on that roster. So
Okay. All right.
I think Wemby has shown that you can accelerate the clock and it's basically time to build around him now, but I'm not stripping a key guy away from him that is going to be a part of that team winning with him in the future. And I think
What?
Fox, I think, sorry, I think Castle and I think Harper are those two guys. And I still believe Fox is the odd man out.
Okay,
Yeah,
I got another one.
somebody got to go. So, I mean, still, if you take Fox to Dallas, Fox would still be a good pick. He'd still be a good, you know, hit with him alongside Cooper. Again, Kyrie comes back. Gaffer, you still got Lively. Again, tell D'Lo to move around. Maybe you come off the bench. Klay, I think you'll see a revival of Klay because
Yeah.
Klay thrives off of a good he a good main ball handler. That's what he thrives.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to Clay. Clay will get his smut later on. But all right, I got another one for y'all. Ja for AD straight up. Who says no? Memphis or Mavs?
I
Dallas might
wouldn't.
say no on that one.
Yeah,
Dallas will
Dallas.
say
I
no on
guess.
that one.
But here's the thing. We
Ja's still
can't.
young. He's 26, right?
Yeah. Dallas might say no, but we seen in history, we seen recently, we can't trust Dallas to make a good decision right now. So until Nico get back there, I can't trust a competent leadership. So I think Ja is like, You already lost the fans. You know what I'm saying? You probably lost. You lost a majority of your fans. You're probably gonna lose more. Ja will at least bring some excitement back to Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
I
So
think
I.
Dallas should say, I think Dallas should be the one to say no, just because I think you can get something else for AD that's going to bring a better return than what Ja's going to bring in 50 to 55 games a year and not being a number one option.
All right, I got one more. I got one
And
more.
you got another dude that can't shoot.
True.
Yeah, that's fair. I got one more.
That's fair.
Except in the club with the blicky.
Come on, bro. Leave
Yeah, come
that
on.
man. That man ain't had no, he ain't had no gun smut on his name in like 2 years, man. We gotta stall him out. I got one more. All right. For the Magic, Franz Wagner for AD, who says no?
Magic.
Can see Magic, yeah.
You think Magic say no? They don't take AD, even though they kind of, it's looking kind of stagnant
No.
over there.
No. I think Paolo and AD take up too much of the same
They
real estate.
operate the
I
same real
think
estate, yeah.
you gotta,
Which,
you gotta, you gotta,
okay.
they need guard help more than anything.
Yeah. But if we're considering AD still fringe top 10, does it matter? Like, does position matter? Does area
If
space matter?
I'm saying AD is fringe top 10 because at his best he is a top 10 player.
Facts. We
But
all agree on that.
like we've been saying in the group chat, his new name is ID because he is indefinite.
Right,
You are
right,
not
right,
getting 65, you are not getting 70, you're not getting 80 games out of him. So why trade a young dude that's going to play 75, 80 games for at least the next 3, 4, 5 years for a guy that
Yeah.
is ID?
Yeah, it's gonna give you 50, 60 games max.
I just had to throw it out there. I think the honestly the Spurs one would be the
I think
most
the Spurs, yeah, I think the Spurs would be the
intriguing,
more
but I
intriguing.
just wanted to see where y'all had one.
Because here's the even if AD goes down. What couple things? AD ain't got to worry about being the main guy to cancel that carry that franchise because it's going through Wemby, so he ain't got to worry about that. They have a young core in Dylan Harper, Stephon Castle, Wemby, so AD literally can just be the vet president and just do what he do. It can almost be like a KD situation. He just kind of go in there and just do what he do. You know what
That's
I'm
what
saying?
AD needs on his way out, out of the
He that's
NBA,
what
to
he
be
need to do
honest.
because you
He
can't you
cannot
can't.
carry.
You cannot count on him to carry. You cannot count on him to carry. So I think that'd probably be the most intriguing. But like you said, Mike, like I think Fox would be the odd man out.
That's fair.
I think so too. But yeah, I think there's definitely more to come there. I think the trades are definitely going to come. But Marcus, let's go ahead and kick it over to you.
Right, so
check this out. While we were on while we've been on the podcast, the Pistons versus Wizards. Now, I know it shouldn't be a competitive game, but the Pistons are missing Isaiah Stewart, also
Jaden Ivey.
Ausar Thompson, Jaden Ivey, Tobias, Caris LeVert. They're missing like five out of the top eight players right now.
It's
It's
some
a
good games going
competitive
down for
game.
sure.
Regulation ended, and the Wizards were up by six with a minute left. Cade hit 4 points straight. And then he had the two assists straight to Jenkins. And right now they're in OT, and Cade is at 44 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. Call me crazy, but Cade is in a tier of Luka and Shea now. He's in the Luka Shea guard tier with just that.
That's a little.
I'm gonna
I know
say
it's
that just
coming.
yet.
I'm
It's coming, man.
calling you crazy. I'm calling you crazy because he
Yeah.
is. Again, I'm gonna refer back to the Hoop Collective when Tim Bontemps said he thinks that Cade is the second best player in the East.
Yeah,
I would
he
probably
took mine.
agree with
I
that.
couldn't say that
But
'cause he took mine.
there's so many good players in the West, and Shea is an MVP. Luka, 5-time All NBA first team within the first 6 years, now 7 years of his career. I think those two have separated themselves like far and above any other
Yeah.
guard in the league. I think Cade is in that like next tier of like
Yeah.
breaking in, but Cade's got to show me a little bit more. Like he can score and he's been putting up crazy numbers, but he's still averaging 24, 25 at most so far in his
Yeah.
career. Luka and Shea have both averaged above 30 multiple times.
Yeah,
If you're, go ahead.
no, I'll just say I'm with Mike on this one. Like it's if someone believed that, I'm like, okay, I just don't think he's there yet. I think he got like another year, like to where I don't know. I feel like if this was game, I don't know, 60, 65, And he had a string of games where it's just 30, 40, 29, 34. You know what I'm saying? Like what we've seen from a Shane and Luka, where he's averaging 28 to 30 points a game. 28, 30 points a game, let's say 6 or 7 boards a game, 8 to 9 assists a game. I'm like, yeah, okay,
Which
I can see that.
he
But
is.
I feel like he's on his way there. I don't know if
Do it in the
he's quite hit
playoffs.
it. And that's my
Do
thing.
it in
I
the
need to
playoffs.
see it. Because even if like take Luka for instance, even when Luka lost, like you knew by far Luka was just the best player on the court. There was no argument there. I feel like K, like last year you saw him piecing it together. It was just like he just okay. He you know what I'm saying? He got in the first year in the playoffs out the way. Them jitters out the way. I want to see what he does in the playoffs this year, and I feel like
I
depend
hear
on
what y'all are
that.
saying. Y'all want to
Depend on
see it.
that. Yeah, I just gotta
I'm
see it.
calling it early though. This is why. The one thing that Cade has over both Shea and Luka is he doesn't have a weakness on defense. Shea's a good defender, don't get me wrong. Luka, he's gotten better. He's active in the passing lane. But
Luke.
Cade, he there's no weakness in his game. Like Shea, the one weakness you might say outside shooting. Cade can shoot outside, he can score. He's as just as good of a playmaker as anybody in the league. He averaged 9 assists last year. He plays defense. Like, the only weakness Cade had in his game was he wasn't clutch. And this year, he's bringing them back every fourth quarter. He's dominating every fourth quarter.
Yeah,
Like, he's doing the superstar thing now where you lay low in the first half, get everybody involved, and he's like, all right, it's just time for me to take over. And y'all are afraid, y'all scared because it hasn't happened
I'm
yet.
not.
But
I'm
I'm
not.
no,
I'm not because.
I want it to happen because I really like Cade's game.
I'm telling you, it's now.
The way
It's
he
now.
plays, the way he plays does remind me of a Shane or Luka. It's very controlled. It's very on pace. Like he doesn't really like. I mean, if you look at Luka and Shane, they don't really wow
You
you
don't
with
rush them. You don't rush them.
you don't rush them at all. They don't wow you with athleticism. They are better than you just from strictly skill and pace. Like their pace is impeccable. And I feel like with Cade is just like a his pace is just impeccable. So I'm not saying he's not that I'm not saying that he can't be in that tier. I just think like he's like on the cusp. He hasn't quite hit that tier yet, but I'm like I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't hit that tier this season. He's like right there on the cusp.
Yeah, I feel like Motorcade is the perfect nickname for him because that
Oh,
the Motorcade
definitely.
sets the pace for every car behind it, and he sets the pace for that team. What I will say is, I don't think he, at least yet, is the scorer that Shai is or the scorer that Luka is. I think Shai and Luka are pretty neck and neck when it comes to scoring. I think Shai is a more dynamic scorer. I think
Yeah.
Luka is like his ceiling at scoring is higher when he's hot. I think what separates Luka offensively from Shai is Luka is so much better of a passer. Like, I think the only person currently touching Luka passing wise is Jokic.
Jokic,
But
facts.
you watch the passes that Luka makes. There's nobody else in the league right now that can make the passes that that dude makes. Shai's not a great passer, but he's a willing passer. Cade gets assist numbers. He's good at orchestrating, but I wouldn't necessarily say he blows me away with his court vision, but his defense does kind of bring him a little bit closer to their level. But I just don't see it yet.
So, okay.
So
Look, he's not a Luka level passer. But he's a way better passer than Shai, and he's a way better defender than Luka. Like,
but their offensive ceiling is, I just feel like, so much higher right now than
yeah, I think
his.
their offense still helps. So I mean, I guess the question is, do we think that his offensive ceiling will get as high as theirs? I don't think he'll be that player where his offensive ceiling will get as high as theirs. I think he'll be a player where he'll have those that scoring output, but I think he's gonna be a more balanced like player. I think you'll probably see like you know what I'm saying, him get like 25, 27, 30, but then turn around have like 10 boards and maybe 11 assists. Like
I
I
think
can
he
see it
could.
kind of like on that pace. Like it'll be just be more well-rounded.
I think he could be like a quiet 30 point per game score. I know that's a weird thing, but when Tatum was averaging 30 like 2 seasons ago,
Yeah,
I
people
don't
were
know,
like,
it felt
wait,
weird.
what?
Nobody really
Nobody
considered
knew, but
him the
yeah.
best scorer in the league or nothing
But
like
he
that.
was
But he
averaging
did
like
it like two
30.
times.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the era of the league. If you have the ball in your hands enough and you're good enough, but Shea and Luka put up 33, 33 a game. They're I agree. I agree. Both those guys are on a level. I don't know if I can see Cade getting to, but
Yeah,
I
I
think
don't that,
in totality, he'll be up there.
I don't think that, I guess that's what I was trying to say. I don't think I'll see the scoring output that we see from Shea and Luka. But
Right.
I think we'll see from a scoring output, we'll see him be like maybe a step or two below them. But we'll just like I said, from his entire stat line, we'll just see a very balanced attack. Because he just strikes me as a player that it's just a very balanced attack. You know what I'm saying? He's not he gonna give you, it's pretty much gonna be like, yeah, he can give you 30 and there's nothing you can do about it, but then he can defend, but then he can pass, but then he's big enough to get rebounds. You know what I'm saying? Like it's just gonna and I don't know. I think his game is just gonna be a very unassuming type of 32. You know what I'm saying? Just
Yeah.
because of how he plays. You know what I'm saying? It's just gonna be you're gonna look up like, oh snap, like you said, like this game, he got 44, and I'm like, yo, I was watching this game. When did he score 44? Like, I feel
Yeah.
like it's gonna be. I feel like you're gonna have a lot of games. Like, dang, like I need to go back and watch when he scored.
He's like Denzel Washington when he was Herman Boone in Remember the Titans. He said, "My offense is like Novocaine. Just give it time." I feel like that's Cade. Like
Yeah.
it's a steady diet. I'm just giving you buckets, and I may not make that one play that's gonna wow you, but you're gonna end the game, and you're gonna feel like, man, I just went through a war, and that's gonna be what it's gonna be like playing Cade.
Yeah,
Like,
unless
yeah.
it's Andre Drummond, then I'm dunking on your head. Man, that dunk was crazy. Bro, that was in the clutch. D, did you
Wow.
see that? Yeah.
So y'all just missed. So like this we got 25.2 seconds left. Pistons just scored
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they came back. Yeah, yeah.
another back on a backdoor cut from Javante Green.
Yeah. Jalen Durant hit that. Yeah, that game is wild. Man, I mean, by the time y'all hear this podcast, y'all see how crazy of the highlights at least of this Washington Detroit game. But the other question I got for you guys on the Pistons real quick is LaVine the answer?
Oh,
Bro,
LaVine is
like
never the
Zach
answer.
LaVine on the Kings,
For a
bro,
contending team, LaVine is never the answer.
he can't be that bad, bro. There's no way you're averaging like 27 on like 53, 45, 90. I just don't believe he's that bad. I believe it's a team.
I feel
I
like
don't.
he can score. He can score, but he's that dude that like I feel like you have to watch, and I don't say this as like a slight. I just say this as like he's the type of dude that you look at the stat line and you're like, this dude is incredible. But if you watch
Yes.
the game, he scores 27, but his 25th point comes when they're down 30 points. Where Luka, it's a 1 point ball game, and that dude's hitting the three to bring his team back up a point. I just like he scores when it does like it's there's no consequence and there's nothing on the line when he scores. He's just giving you 27 and kind of going
He's
about his business.
so
So.
efficient. Like it's I don't even watch the Kings no more. And I remember when he was on the Bulls, I'd get mad. He didn't play defense, but then he hits a crazy three here and there. But
No.
there has to
Any
be some.
anything taking the ball out of Cade's hand that is not something that I know is going to contribute to winning, I don't want. Because Zach LaVine has never shown me that his numbers contribute to winning. Because when the Bulls were cranking, yeah, him and Debo were getting their buckets, but like Lonzo, everything fell apart when
Caruso.
he got hurt. And Caruso, yeah,
Yeah.
when they got hurt, everything fell apart. So he's never shown me that his numbers and his stats like lead to real winning.
I haven't given up yet, man.
Dude, he's 31. It's time. It's time. He ain't
Look at
25.
33. What do you think?
I'm saying, why aren't you giving up? Like it ain't like he's gonna like marginal like markedly improve. He is
It's a
what he
situation,
is at
and
this
I'm
point.
waiting for D to give us a relationship comparison.
I got for well, first of all, he's not 31, he's 30, Mike. He'll be
Oh.
31 next year, so he's 30.
Close enough. Close enough.
I
I'm
will
in the
say,
ballpark.
I will say with Zach, he's best when he can just go score. He ain't got to worry about assists. He ain't got to worry about defending. If you need a bucket, he go get you a bucket. That's what
Yeah.
he's great at that.
Yeah.
I think if he's your main guy, I don't. I have to side with Mike. If he's your main guy getting those buckets, those.
You're kind of proving his point. You're kind of proving his
Yeah,
point
because
for
the
him, yeah.
Pistons got
Because
all
he's not
that.
good. The Pistons don't need him to be the
Yeah,
main guy. But I still don't
defenders.
like.
They got
I
assists.
still I
They
don't
got a
like it.
leader. They got a great coach.
So
All
so.
he needs to come and do is come in and shoot.
Yeah, I mean, so in theory, let's say he did go to the Pistons. If he did that, I can see him being a better Jaden Ivey, a more
For sure.
a veteran Jaden Ivey. Which, if he was that, then I think, yeah, I would like that because,
They got freaking Duncan Robinson starting at the shooting guard right now. If they're
yeah.
winning with Duncan Robinson, come on. You could tell me LaVine could fit in.
I gotta be honest. I would like LaVine in that situation as a guy where he's not the main guy. You know that this is going through Cade. You can get your buckets, but it's gonna go through Cade, and this offense is gonna flow how Cade flows. But when you need somebody to just go get a bucket, LaVine can go get a bucket. But
Right.
yeah, when he's the main guy, I think the Kings are also just not great. Cause I mean, they got a lot of the same player. They just, you know what I'm saying? Like him and Debo, they're literally the same person. Yeah.
Check this out. Check this out. Jaden Ivey's contract extension was for 4 years, $32 million.
Facts. Wait,
Zach
wait, no.
Zach Levine. Zach. Le
Jaden Ivey didn't get an extension.
okay. Well,
Yeah.
whatever. Well, he's
He's
not
in,
making
he's.
clearly his. I say all that to say, Zach LaVine is making $47 million this year and $48 million next year.
No, his
If you're
contract
no,
is
listen, listen,
not
listen,
great.
listen. If you are making that much money, I need you to be more than just, oh, he's a better Jaden Ivey. I need you to be, I need you to be like a high level Robin because we got
Said he's making more
Batman.
than Brunson, huh?
I don't need you to be Robin Hood Men in Tights. I need you to be like Robin.
That's
But
fine.
in
He'll
that
take a
year,
pay
but
cut. He'll take a pay cut in a
no, no,
couple
no, no,
years.
no, no,
That's
no. In
fine.
that situation, he would be a high level Robin, though.
Yeah.
And like in that situation, the Pacers,
Talk
he
about it.
would be a Robin. He's not gonna be the main. He's gonna be the guy that's like, yo, Cade doing what he doing. You still okay? You gonna guard Cade? Bet you gonna get this 35, and there's nothing you gonna do about it because you gotta know where he's at. You gotta know where Durin's at. When Tobias get back, it makes the game easier for Tobias. Shoot, Duncan Robinson three's gonna fly for him. Like so, no, I think he'll be a high level Robin. On that team, he cannot be a Robin on the Kings because ain't no Batman. Who's Batman? And these are
Sabonis.
the
It's
things.
a bunch
These
of it's a bunch of jokers on that team.
he got Lord.
and he got there's a bunch of players that I like. I love Debo. I love Russ. I just think they're at the stage of the career.
Although we come
They just passed their
to
prime.
the end
They
of the road.
Bro, they passed their past their prime, and I feel like they got just sent to the Kings that has no direction. Like they're just
Yeah.
on a team with no real direction. Which I feel like for those guys, I love those guys, but I'm like, yo, put them on a team where their services can actually, you know what I'm saying, turn
The
into
Shanghai
legit
Knights,
wins.
Shanghai Sharks.
Like that's frustrating for me because I'm like, put them on a team where their freaking attributes can
That
actually
team makes
turn into
no
wins.
sense.
Their
That
team
team
makes
made
no
sense.
sense.
Like the Beam Kings, granted, they took advantage of a lot of luck and being healthy, but that
Yeah.
team made sense. And they basically were like, man, F all that. Like, we don't want to make sense. Like, it
Bro,
just,
they're
I'm like,
old,
bro.
washed up, and can't shoot.
Bro, they're like a high-level rec ball team. It's just a bunch of guys that are just out there scoring. And you're just like, all right, bro. But like, I mean, like I said, Domantas Sabonis at one point. Like the amount of times he got robbed for an all-star, he was averaging a double-double. We just robbed, they're robbing him left and right. So I'm just
Yeah, he
like,
did.
bro, the Kings, I don't know who is in their front office, but I'm just like, fam, like, what are y'all doing? You know what I'm
They'll take
saying?
AD.
Like,
Scott Perry, the guy that got kicked off the Knicks,
it's
basically
like, what are y'all
for Russ.
doing?
Yeah. I didn't
It's
mean to
pretty.
get all in the
Yeah.
Kings topic,
I
but I
was
do
gonna say
think
let's
if there was a fit around the league, that's the only reason I was bringing it up.
no, let's
Yo. Hey, look, heck, if you ain't gonna send Zach Levine, you can send Debo over there. I think Debo No,
will
don't
work
do
over
not.
there.
Stop. Stop. You trying to get don't do that, bro.
You're trying
I think
you're trying to you're trying to get a call me crazy segment going again. So
Hey,
we're gonna go
I
ahead and
think
steer this
Levine
one
can
off.
work over there.
We're gonna go ahead and steer this boat off the rocks, and right as we steered off the rocks, we're gonna jump off the boat. So this is our off the boat segment.
Yeah, let's go ahead and
So
do this.
fellas, I played in a charity baseball game this weekend, and I pitched 5 innings. I was serviceable. Got
You
a got
pitched
a got a yeah. And it
underhand,
wasn't like I'm telling you, it wasn't like slow pitch softball. It's like
like underhand.
grab a baseball, sling that mug in there. So. The first year I played in it, I pitched 7 innings and I wasn't even planning to. Last year I pitched 4. This year I pitched five. Got a single up the middle. We playing with wooden bats, so it's like real like baseball. A dude that was like a minor league player came and played as a ringer on on the team against us. So, but I say all that to say, I played select baseball up until high school, and then high school I just played basketball. Football, I would feel like I'd be pretty serviceable at. But what sport do you guys feel like, besides, because we're all basketball, we all consider ourselves hoopers to a
Hoopers.
degree. What sport do you feel like besides basketball? That's a mainstream sport. Like, I don't care about water polo, like cricket. Like, let's not go there. But like, what mainstream sport do you feel like besides basketball you can hop into with like a week of training and be competitive in a semi-competitive environment?
It's funny you said think. I know. I know what sport. I know exactly what sport.
Steve Smith Jr.
Yeah, bro, I am a straight killer when it comes to wrestling or combat fighting of
I didn't
any
see that
sort.
one. I just
Ah.
I said a mainstream sport.
Bro,
Hey,
UFC is mainstream. UFC is somewhat mainstream.
Mike, it'd be midget boxing for him,
Come
boy.
on now. I mean, you're not lying a little bit, because when I came into high school, I was 4'11", like a
Hey,
buck 105.
they prefer the term little people, man.
Yeah,
You're right.
whatever. I was 4'11".
Hey, Mike, he'll do a little bit of wrestling, a little boxing. A little UFC.
Hey,
Can I
emphasis
tell my story, Josh?
on little,
A
a little.
little. Can I tell my story? I came into high school at 4'11". It was like an inch away from being a midget at my age. I was like a buck 105. I didn't make the freshman basketball team, so they recruited me to wrestling. I came in there
I wonder why.
for 3 days in wrestling. I cleaned house. I was killing everybody, but I didn't like all the guys grabbing and hugging me. So I was like, yeah, I got to get on up out of here. I don't like all
Hey,
this, y'all putting me in some compromising positions.
Mike, he his whole life flashed before his eyes. He thought he was taking advantage of.
No, nobody was taking my cookies. I
Hey,
was taking cookies.
Mike, and let him know if it went down.
Hey,
That no, I
you missed
heard
the
him.
second part.
I no, I
I
heard
was,
him. I heard him. I
hey,
was gonna let
if
him.
someone's gonna take
I
the cookies, I'm gonna take the
hey,
cookies.
hey,
It's gonna
Mike,
be me.
Mike. Hey, Mike, I'm trying to give him a chance to rephrase his statement.
I'm just saying,
You.
if it's one or another, if it's one or another, you know who's
Hey,
taking the cookies.
if it's one or another, like Darius said about my thing last week, I'm taking door number three.
Bruh. Mike.
All I'm saying, I'm not gonna go
Hey,
on. I can tell you my full career of
if
fighting
it's door if
accolades.
it's if it's if it's door number one or door number two, I'm coming out the window, bro.
Bruh. Hey, Mike.
I can tell you my accolades from my
Your
years.
accolades, your accolades, your
Let me just say
accolades.
that definitely how he pronounced that. See, you
That's
got your
not
cookie.
it
You
is.
got
It's accolades.
your cookies taken so much they took
No,
your vocabulary
I
too.
never got my cookies taken. Never.
Accolades.
They done
Accolades.
violated this man and took the English
Never,
language away
never.
from him.
All I
This
can
man
say, as
got alkaline metals.
Lord, as LaVar Ball said it best, never lost, undefeated.
Hey, Mike.
Because
So,
you never did a real match.
hey,
No.
Mike.
You were 0-0.
No, even before that, they used to put me in the Chicago Park District and take me to wrestling tournaments randomly. Clean house. Clean house. Never lost. I got medals. I do. And gymnastics. I'm a killer at that as well. But yeah.
I mean, because this dude talking about taking cookies and get, I'm just
I'll
gonna.
come to Indiana right now. I can give you the marks. I ain't afraid of you.
Hey, let me tell you something, brother. You see, you talking about wrestling. Ain't no rules in a street fight, big
Come
dog.
on now. It don't matter. I
It's
give you these
just,
paws.
hey, just know if it ever
Oh,
came
man.
down to it, I make a decision you ain't ready for me to make, big dog, is what I'm saying. Just know
Hey, I'm pulling a
that.
Dan Campbell. I'm biting kneecaps. What?
I'm making a decision.
Darius
I will say though, if you talk about sports, I will say like thinking back on it, I wish I would have like definitely made an attempt to try would be football or like some type of combat, like boxing or something like that. I think doing it in, of course, the friendly, you know, say you play like your turkey bowls or your, you know, I've done some, like I did a martial arts tournament. I sparred with some people. I remember, you know, I mean, back in college, I sparred with a guy that was a Golden Gloves. I don't know why I did that, but it was just like, man, why not? And I feel like when you know, not I'm not saying that if somebody know how to fight, I'm not saying I'm being able to take a punch because my body's not used to that. But I think if I had time to train and stuff for that, oh yeah, I think I could play and be serviceable. Especially on football, I think with my size, I think I would have been a pretty decent football player.
For the people listening and haven't seen Darius, This man was born built like Adrian Peterson
I
with a
was.
sleeper build, and for some reason decided not to use those genetics to go into football.
We call this man Optimus Prime.
That God was trying to
You
tell me my athletic path, and I told him no. And that's what happened when you don't follow God's will. That's what happened.
This man, this
You
man, this man,
you
this
live a
man,
life of what ifs.
this
This
man was getting stopped for looking
man
like he
was
was a D1 football player and chose,
all the
nah, I
time,
don't, I
bro.
don't want, he said, I don't want that free scholarship.
This man was a Decepticon.
Bro, at 36 now, I tell you that at 36 now, if I wear any type of team logo, it never fails. Somebody asks me, "Oh, you played football before?" And it's the most embarrassing question because I have to look them in the eye and tell them like, "No, I didn't." You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
So again, I gotta pretty much look at them and tell them like, "No, God told me my path in life," and I told him no. And now I have to sit here and be embarrassed about telling you no when you see what I see that I should have been. I had the physical build to play football, and I
there is the
said no.
7 foot dude that ain't never touched a basketball. He was just
That's low key
messing
how it
with hay on the
feels.
farm.
That's low key how it feels, bro. I would have been. I think I like I said. I like when you think about like actual positions. I don't think I would have been. I do not think I would have been quick enough to play corner, or be like a receiver. I don't think I would have been athletic enough. But I think learning how to
I
hit.
say,
I think I've been a hell of a linebacker or like a safety. Like just
linebacker or a tight end.
no,
Maybe
I think
like 2, 3 more inches with a tight end.
yeah, I think I mean being only 6'2", I don't think I've been a tight end. But I think I could have been a heck of a safety or it's definitely a linebacker. I think cuz I'm like if I were to like two let's say be 250 60 pounds of just muscle, like just being on that type of regimen. Oh yeah, I think I've been. I would have had a lot of fun on freaking defense. I probably have been trying to hurt people low key. Like I would have been trying to figure out like how hard can I hit them to like I don't know like how much would it take for me to like not like turn their lights off. I probably would try to figure out stuff like that.
Wow.
I think I probably been. A, I think I would have been like, because I look at it now like I've when I did like Taekwondo and I was boxing. When I got hit, my fight or flight was like, okay, like I didn't immediately want to die. I kind of wanted to dole it out. Okay, that hurt, but I wanted to see how it feel if I hit you. Like that was my thought process. And I felt like that's a very like kind of sick little thought process.
Yeah, I take it back. I'm not coming down there to Indiana. You,
Like,
we
cause
good, D.
I
We
just wanted
good.
to see, I just wanted to see
He
if I
see
can.
blood and like be like wipe it
Right.
across his face.
Well, like,
That's
and
war paint.
again, I'll stay in my
That's
weight
war paint.
class. Yeah,
I think those are control set. I just wanted to see, like, okay, you hurt me. I want to see if I can di dish it back out. Like, I just had to see if I could do it.
he don't understand how crazy he's
See,
sounding right now. We have your the way
time.
my brain is the way my brain is wired. I love football
and I was a pretty decent corner and I was a pretty decent receiver in middle school on the A team starting in Texas. I added, but I knew football had an expiration date for me. And I knew I wasn't crazy enough to play it in high school. So as much as I want to say football, because that's probably my other favorite sport to watch outside of basketball, being a lefty, having played baseball, like being pretty decent at baseball. Like having not played like an organized game in like 20 years, but being able to go out there and like I hit a home run over the fence the first year I played in the game and like be pretty decent at it. Like I feel
Oh,
like
go on. Oh, crap.
baseball would probably be the one that I legitimately
Yeah.
probably could. If I put the time and energy into it, I feel like I probably could have done.
No, I would love to say baseball. I play softball and I'm just like, it's
Trash.
oh
Trash.
dude, look, I tell people they like, man, you wanna play softball? Yeah, let me be catcher. Like
Yeah.
let me be the bag, let me be in a position that is the least like I can affect the game the least almost.
Like I think a fair
Like
comparison will say like Darius was the Bronny James of softball, right?
okay, you ain't gonna keep this. Let me tell you something. Bronny James is living a life of luxury. So if that's the, I'm fine with that. Cause look. Compared to other NBA players, he's trash. But compared to you, he's
Hey,
LeBron
while Marcus is over here sitting in his
James
living room,
himself.
while Marcus is over here sitting in his living room with Spirit Wi-Fi, And air traffic control ain't deciding to work today. Bronny said they will work. Air traffic control will work to get my plane across the country because I got a game in Charlotte tonight. And whether or not you think I can play or not, you just talking about the
Bruh,
game from your living room and you broke.
I give that man a work right now.
if you play Brody right now, he would kill you 10 to 0. If
If you
y'all go,
gave
if
me
you,
2 months to get my
let me tell you
quickness back,
something.
I
Let
would
me tell
kill
you
him.
something. If y'all go on a five and he spotted you 4.5, you still losing by
That's
10.
jacked up, man. I thought you was my homie, man.
Hey,
Hey,
homie, homies tell the truth to each
always
other. We
tell the
don't tell you the
truth.
truth.
Hey, I am not delusional in my athletic abilities. I'm not delusional. I know who I am. I'm athletic, but then you see guys that are athletic, you're like, all right, I'm definitely having trained to get to where you're
I
at.
sent you the vid. I'm 30.
All I know was Alden Smith when he showed up at the rec. I was like, yeah, that's another level. That's another
Bruh, yeah,
level.
man. Mizzou football.
Bro, think about it. I was taller than Tommy Saunders, and that dude chasing him around on a basketball court. I'm like, yo, this is like freaking chasing a prize horse. Like, this dude does not stop running. He was
What's young
strong.
boy's name? Pressey.
Yeah, Phil
Phil
Pressey.
Pressey. He was my height. He was 5'9", throwing down.
But he
Yeah.
had a 44-inch vertical.
Yeah,
Bunnies.
he made it to the league for a little bit, and then Marcus Smart
Bunnies.
took his spot.
Yeah, he's.
Got
Yeah,
him up out of there.
at least last time I checked, he was an assistant on the Celtics. I
I
don't
thought,
know.
offense, I
Former
thought he was,
Mizzou player.
offense, I thought he was assistant on the Bucks.
Maybe.
There's
Well, we're gonna
it's
go
one of
ahead
the
and
teams.
we're gonna go ahead and fast forward to it. We still got a couple segments left, so we're gonna speed through who put you on notice. I'm gonna go ahead and kick it off with Jalen Duren. I'm just gonna give a couple quick stats because I'm gonna try to be quick here. But he's averaging 19 and 12 so far in only 28 minutes a game. The last 5 games, he's put up 33. He had a dip with 14, but then he had 22, 30, and 21. And on that 22-point night, he had a 22 rebound night. So I still think they need a number two, but he is doing all that he can to show that he might be the number two on that team. So Jalen Duren put me on notice this week.
Okay,
Cool.
that's good. I think who put me on notice is Klay Thompson, man. And Klay Thompson let y'all know while y'all talking about, man, Klay Thompson is washed. He finding out just how good Megan Neese are, I tell you.
Lord, Lord, God, dang.
Klay Thompson, like, look, let me tell you something. Whenever you get on the internet, man, you brought flowers to your woman. You apologize for picking her up at the wrong airport. That brother's happy. That brother's living a good life. He's like, look, I have made it to the pinnacle of basketball. I have done what I'm done. I've worn my four rings. I made my money. I'm happy, man. I'm gonna lay up with my, you know, I'm gonna lay up with Megan, man.
They talking about trading Clay, and he bought a house with Megan in Dallas.
He said, you trade me if you want. I'm gonna still come back home to that stallion. You dig what I'm saying?
Lord.
Trade me if you
Lord.
want. I'm coming back home to that stallion. Don't worry about
Oh,
it. He's living. Let me tell you something. People are like, man, he ain't Klay can't shoot no more. Oh, he's shooting. Don't worry about it. He's shooting. His percentage is still high. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. Look. You just looking at the wrong basket, is what it is. You
All
looking at the
right,
wrong basket.
what we're gonna do now? What we're gonna do here is we let you cook, but it was on a skillet. It was on a hot skillet, so we're gonna go ahead and flip that pancake over.
Hey,
It's done. It's done. Marcus, go ahead and put us on notice.
hey! You talking about cooking on a hot skillet, baby? She making hot water cornbread just like
Oh.
mama used to make. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Fattening them up. Look. Put a little
I can't
mola
breathe.
put put a little molasses on there. That's the
Lord
old
have
school
mercy.
stuff.
All right, I'll put you on notice. Devin Booker, he ain't messing with
hope you.
nobody.
I hope you're happy at home, Darius. I hope you're happy at home.
Hey, I am happy at home, brother. That's how I know. That's how I know he happy. That's
Devin
how I know he
Booker,
happy.
he been single. He not dating no celebrities right now. And he dropping 29, 7, and 5. 29, 7, and 5. He back to all NBA numbers. I doubted him last season, but Durant up out of there, and he's shooting 50% as well. And the Suns are 5-5, so I can't even
Yeah.
knock him.
Yeah. Hey. You know who else shooting 50%? Klay
Who?
Thompson.
Lord.
Klay Thompson done mounted. He done mounted that stallion.
Where's
Every time she
the next
buck.
segment? Where are we going? Hey, we're not getting stuck on this segment because we're getting stuck on a boat. So
Hey. He's stuck.
the
He.
draft, the
Hey.
draft,
He's.
the draft, the draft, the draft this week.
Okay. Okay.
The draft this week. If y'all look on YouTube, I just muted Darius.
Rightly so, rightly
Unmute
so.
me. Hey, unmute me, don't be mad
Man
because he
got kicked
that
off the
man.
boat.
That man about to put get put in the what's the prison in the boat? I forget the name of the prison
I
on the
don't
boat
know. I don't
on
know
a
nothing
ship.
about that. Hey, you know what Klay Thompson in prison at? And that's stable. With that Wow.
style, yeah. That stable
They need to
boy.
get off.
He's stuck. Oh man, the brig. We're gonna put you in the brig. That's what it's called. We're gonna put you in the
Hey.
brig. And anytime Darius start wilding, we're gonna say, hey, let's put him in the brig.
Put him in the brig. Hey,
But
man.
anyways, we are the topic of the day is the NBA city. He's gonna find a way to bring it back. I already know.
Hey, I'm just
What
saying.
NBA city would you most want to play in? And this could be for whatever reason you want. Draft order this week is remind me again. I know I said it
It's
before we got
me.
on. Okay, so it's
It's me
me. Yeah,
first.
me is you, Darius, then me. So let's go ahead and start this thing up.
And may I just remind the people that Darius took VJ Edgecone and for his backcourt last week on the draft. And that hasn't been going too well. Okay.
Okay, what's the rules? Can we, if a city has two NBA teams, once we pick it once, we're done?
Oh, I feel like since if it has its own stadium, I feel like you could choose it, right?
Okay, that's fair.
All right. Yo, I'm staying right where I'm at. With the first pick in the draft, I'm sticking with Dallas. I love warm weather. I love the color blue. And I love my people. And there's a lot of enough of my people out here. And by my
Yeah,
people, I mean Americans. I love all
hey,
Americans.
that's what Klay Thompson feel. That's why he in Dallas.
Bro.
The same. All right,
All right.
Darius, go ahead.
Come on, man. I'm going back home, baby. Chicago. Come on, now. The fact that he ain't pick him, the disrespect. I
It's
grew
too cold,
up.
man.
First of all, I grew up, Derrick Rose lived all the dream all of the Southside kids wanted to live, brother. You wake up one morning and a Bulls theme song playing and they calling your name. From Chicago, number three. But come on, baby. Chicago, bro. Nothing beats that. Nothing beats that.
Okay.
I'm going with it never rains in Southern
Hello.
California. I'm taking
It
LA.
never
Yeah.
rains,
I'm
tell
taking I'm
me.
taking I'm taking LA first, and I'm gonna take New York City second.
Well, which
Dang.
organization for LA? Which
The
organization?
Knicks. The Knicks. If you give me,
In
I'm taking
LA,
the Lakers. I'm
not New
taking
York.
the Lakers. I'm taking the Lakers, and I'm taking the New York Knickerbockers.
Dang. Okay.
All right, back to me. You know what? Just because I like Texas myself, I'm going down to San Antonio, man.
Over
Oh,
Houston?
where the big
Go ahead.
with
Hey,
your
skip
ass?
over here. Hey, go
Hey,
ahead.
let me tell you something. If they built like Megan Stallion, I'm just playing. Hey, how many more stallions down there?
Keeping it warm. I'm keeping it in the South, and I'm keeping it with my people. Let's go Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The
Okay.
Mecca.
Okay.
Oh, and I get
Like,
another
yeah,
choice.
you get another one.
Along the same lines, just our people with the different language. I'm gonna go with Miami.
Ah, oh, dang. Come on,
I'm
baby.
surprised
Our people
I
with
was
an
gonna say
accent.
I was gonna say I was gonna surprise that one hadn't been taken yet.
Yeah,
Yeah,
nah,
that
I'm
was gonna
trying
be
to.
my
I
next
thought
pick. I was like, that's gonna get to me. That's a sleeper pick right there.
Like Eric Spoelstra could coach me to my best years.
That was gonna be my next pick.
Oh
I
well.
mean, but since we're talking about Southern loving, going back to Houston, baby, I've taken all parts of Dallas. I mean, all parts of Texas, baby. Give me San Antonio, give me Houston. Come on now. Let me
Okay.
say, if it's good enough for Clay, it's good enough for me.
am gonna go. I'm gonna go. I got two, so I'm going with T-Dot. So I've heard it's a great city. So I'm gonna take Toronto and I'm gonna take San
Week.
Francisco.
Hey man, you took my last city.
You try. I knew you was trying to be in San Francisco. What you like about San Francisco over there?
Talking to me?
Yeah, both of y'all. Y'all go there together.
I ain't trying to say. I hear San Francisco a little
No.
weird, man. I ain't trying to go to San Francisco.
You can take Darius with you.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool.
I'm
Dang.
not gonna let I'm not gonna let y'all sway my pick. So I'm solid. I'm 10 toes down. 10 toes down in the Silicon Valley,
Okay.
not downtown San Francisco.
You trying to go to the San Fran Warriors? Go ahead.
So I
Whose turn
got
is it?
L.A., New
My turn.
York, Toronto, San Francisco. So it's on Darius.
Hey man, well, who should I go, bro?
You gotta stay right where you at. Don't leave nowhere.
No, I gotta get up
Stay with
out of
the
here.
Hoosiers.
No, I look, I've been here 10 years. I still don't know what a Hoosier is. Every time I ask somebody, like, what's a Hoosier? They can't even tell me. I says, y'all just out here calling each other these days. Y'all even know? Let's. Okay, you say you were in New York. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and.
Lord
Dang.
have mercy. Gosh, there's only like 30.
Man, I guess I'm gonna take it up there. Take it up there to Phoenix, man. I heard Phoenix was a dope little city. So
Phoenix is cool.
I
Phoenix
go
is
to
cool.
Phoenix.
That's a
I
good
go to
one.
Phoenix.
You want to go to Hurt Village in Memphis?
Nah.
Murphys? You don't want to go to Murphys?
You
That
know,
like Bill Little be saying.
hey, even though Glow, that's my girl, man. I ain't going, yeah, Glow. Come on, man.
Did
Yeah,
not know
Glow.
that.
Nah. Yeah, oh, yeah, hey, man. I mess with Glow, man. She cold.
And my homie over here is the baby, so I'm gonna go to Charlotte, North Carolina. Warm in the south, and I think their colors are blue as well.
Brother, you go look at this point, man. You might as well be an honorary crip.
You already know.
All right, cuz
I ain't
you
gonna
just
say
went to
no
Charlotte just so
affiliation.
he could get blue, right?
Just so he could get blue.
Yep.
Don't make no sense. All right, so let's call out your picks again. Marcus, go first.
We going in the warm cities of Dallas, Miami, Atlanta, and Charlotte.
I got Chi-Town, Houston, San Antonio, and Phoenix.
I close it out. I got LA Lakers. I got New York Knicks. I got Toronto, and I got San Francisco. So, with that
Actually,
being said, go ahead. What'd you say?
I'm just saying, with all that being said, man, don't forget to get y'all Pride Stallion. So you go
And we
ahead,
out.
get the bucket, baby.